This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, we're asking folks in the tech world about a great shift from an internet of web pages toward an internet of interconnected intelligent objects, the Internet of Things. A D.C. area company called SmartThings sells kits that lets you rig up all sorts of stuff around the house to smartphones and tablet computers, sump pumps, jewelry drawers, you name it. SmartThings CEO Alex Hawkinson says inspiration came from a rustic mountain cabin, a deep freeze, and no one around to notice the burst pipes.
Everything thawed out and started rotting, and we didn't discover it until quite a time later. And it drove us crazy that we didn't know that that had happened. So we started the company on the basis of, you know, how do we take the available bandwidth that's in the air, you know, your iPhone's connected, your Kindle's connected, those things, and make it possible for simple sensors to connect up so you could see an event like that from anywhere.
And then I can monitor this, what, through a smartphone, Android, or even an iPhone?
Yes, exactly. Of course, it's not just your smartphone. It's that they're being connected to the internet. And so you basically get the opportunity to, one, sort of put a supercomputer into these everyday objects that was never possible before. Two, you can connect them together in very intelligent ways. So let's say you had a sprinkler as an example. Once it's connected, it makes it simple to set a schedule, or you could even have it avoid going off when there's rain in the forecast later that day, something we've been seeing a lot on the East Coast.
The philosophy that's behind this, connecting physical objects to your smartphone, where do you think this goes? I mean, it's not going to just stop at drawers and pet collars.
You know, when we conceived of the company, we had a very simple sort of idea at the beginning. And then we realized there's a much bigger implication to this that we really think is the third epoch of the web. And we call it, you know, the physical graph.
The physical graph. We've been hearing a lot of that term graph recently. When Facebook announced its new search capability, that was the social graph. You've got the physical graph.
The implication is really about this massive level of intelligence that can happen in the internet via connecting these otherwise very simple and sort of dumb everyday objects.
I mean, you're talking about something that sounds cool. You're also talking about something that seems to be convenient, but I think you're also making a larger point, right? This stuff has to add up to making our lives better. And when you talk about the sprinkler, that could lead, I presume, to more efficient use of resources, water.
Absolutely. I mean, it crosses all the parts of our life. The implications range from security to efficiency. You know, you can far better manage energy and resource usage. We think there's, you know, 30%+ of the energy usage in the world is sort of wasted based on lack of intelligence. Makes things convenient for users. Of course, there's safety issues. And then there's a lot of people are looking for just ways to make their life more fun and make their world respond to them in the way that they prefer it to.
Alex Hawkinson, CEO of SmartThings. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. It was wonderful to join you.